Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Que lo que mi gente, hola, bienvenido a episodio 12, un ching de Teach Me How To, pero en español. I'm your host here, Señorita Finley. Now, this week's title, I love. It is called un ching. Now, it looks like the word chin, so no, it's not about a physical body part, but un ching means a little bit. So if you are Caribbean or have visited the Caribbean or got a Caribbean-speaking, Spanish-speaking friend, you might hear them say un ching. Dame un chin, pon un chin, quiero un chin, pásame un chin, namaste un chin, right? Chin means a little bit. Alternative words would be poco or poquito. Poco means little. Poquito's like itty bitty, depending on where you're from regionally. But I use poquito and poco and un chin. So when you are asking for a little bit of something, like I'll say, for example, if you're in a relationship, and they ask for a bite of your food, and you want to be very specific on the amount that they can consume, you will say, un chin. That's not a big bite. That's not a big gulp. It is a little bit. It is itty bitty. It is poco. It is poquito. So you say un chin when you want to specify that they can only consume an itty bitty, itsy bitsy, teeny weeny, tiny amount. Okay, the verb of the week. Now, the verb is decir. Now, I paused and said now because as a teacher, my students sometimes want to use certain verbs and they're like, it means the same thing because it's a synonym. So like decir is to say or to tell, and hablar means to speak. And not that you cannot use those terms interchangeably, but they don't always contextually mean the same thing. So when you want to say, I'm going to tell you a story, or you want to say in the past tense, I said, right? You do not use the verb hablar. However, I do understand that if you are a level one or beginner level speaker, you might use the verb hablar a lot. When you graduate to where you're reaching level two, you'll use the verb decir. It means to say or to tell. And then for the number of the week, remember, I'm trying to get through 1 through 10 real quickly. So the number is 6, which is good timing because it's the 6th month of the year. So we're halfway through 2022, y'all. And then the song of the week, which you'll hear later in the episode. This song right here is one of my favorite ballads. It includes 2 of my favorite artists. And I recommend the one artist to practice listening because he is Caribbean, but he is very articulate. He enunciates all the sounds, for the most part, in every song he sings. But the song is called Ahora Dice. And we've already went over the word ahora, which we know means now. We just went over the verb decir. And dice is the present tense, third person form of the verb to say. So it's ahora dice. So it's like saying now you say, or he says, or she says. The song is a love song. It's kind of a sad love song. For me, it's a bop, so I don't actually listen to it when I'm sad, but I like it because the artist, Ozuna. So this song is by Chris Jetty, J Balvin, Ozuna, and Arcángel, okay? But J Balvin, one of my faves, and Ozuna, another one of my faves. But if you really want to practice listening to Spanish speakers singing, I recommend Ozuna, okay? He has a very good hook for this song. It's very, very pretty. He enunciates, like I said, so when you're listening to him sing, he's very easy to practice listening to in Spanish. So highly recommend, after you do the lesson, listen to Ahora Dice, get the lyrics, either go on lyrics training or just go on Google and then just sing along to the song. And one of the things I also like about Ozuna as a singer, and I'm not a singer, but I like to sing, but when you're connecting sounds, sometimes the words blend. And I'll use an example. The singer Ariana Grande, I'm not saying I'm a fan, I'm just using her as an example. Sometimes when that girl sings, it sounds like she's mumbling. And I speak English. So I'm like, sis, what are you singing? So Ozuna, what I like about him is when he's connecting the sounds. I know when you're listening to Spanish, it all sounds like one word. But as you practice listening to Spanish and you're more accustomed in hearing certain accents, you can hear Ozuna say the individual words and the individual sounds, unlike Ariana Grande, who also speaks English. And I'm like, I don't know what she's saying, and I speak English. It's my first language. I am fluent in that. But yet, when she sings, I'm always like, let me go on Google real quick, because what is she saying? So, Ozuna, when you listen to him, have the lyrics come up so you can listen and sing along, or just listen and play it, and you'll be able to start to understand and hear, oh, he does say every single word in the way that you hear every single word. Okay, so for the actividad, we're going to start with the tres frases as we normally do. The first frase, we're using the word of the week, chin. No me des mucho, solo un chin. Yo repito. No me des mucho, solo un chin. Don't give me a lot, only a little bit, okay? For frase dos, we're using the verb decir. We're using it in the present tense yo form. And for, again, those who are newer to Spanish language learning, decir is a stem-changing verb, and it's a go verb. Stem-changing means the stem of the verb, so the first part, it has some spelling changes. E to I, E to IE. Okay, O to UE, O to U, all types of fun little grammar things, okay? We'll go into that later. And I'll say later, I don't mean today. And then when I say go verb, the yo form ends in go. So there are other verbs like decir that are go verbs, like the verb tener, we've done that already. Tengo. The verb hacer, we've also done that. Hago. So you know that decir, tener, and hacer, and the yo form, which is the I form for those who don't know, is going to end in go. So yo digo, yo hago, yo tengo. So enough of that. Here's the frase. Cuando te digo cálmate, te calmas o te calmo. Yo repito. Cuando te digo cálmate, te calmas o te calmo. And I love the second half of the sentence. Let me tell you what it means. When I tell you calm down, which I'm saying calm yourself, cálmate, te calmas. You calm yourself. Or te calmo, I calm you. Now, I don't know if y'all notice, I'm black. But in my family, specifically my Southern family, if someone tells you to sit, calm, like take a chill, whatever they're trying to tell you to do that when you're doing the most, if you don't do it, typically it means you're about to get a pow pow, which means a spanking. So in some of my Spanish-speaking friends, if I've heard them get yelled at by their parent, and I would hear them say "te calmas" or "te calmo," yo, you're not in a good position to say anything or do anything. You better do whatever she says, cause you're about to get beat. So cuando te digo cálmate, te calmas or te calmo. When I tell you calm down, you calm yourself, or I will calm you. Okay, and I don't recommend you hearing that phrase, cause like I said, that means you in big trouble. All right, frase tres, using the number of the week, a las siete. A la hora de tomar tragos. Y repito, a las siete es la hora de tomar tragos. Actually, that phrase, I should change the number because the sentence is at 6 o'clock, it's time to drink. But usually happy hour is over by then. But regardless, at six, it's time to drink. Okay, now time for the little treat, the joke of the week. This one, I hope you do get on the first try. Okay. ¿Cuál es el vale favorito del tomate? Yo repito. ¿Cuál es el baile favorito del tomate? La salsa. See what I did there? What is the tomato's favorite dance? The salsa. Get it? Salsa made of tomatoes. Tomatoes, salsa. Get it? Yeah. Okay. Moving on. The link of the week. Now, I've said this website before, I'm putting it in the lesson, a popular Spanish language learning website, SpanishDick.com. You can practice grammar. You can practice vocab. They have links for blogs, links for news. You can get the word of the day emailed to you every single day. You can learn a new word. Every day. You can have it emailed to you. You can have it just pop up as a notification on the app. Yes, you can get the app. Go to Google Play if you have an Android, or go to the Apple Play. I don't know, the App Store if you have Apple, whatever, okay? Or if you don't want to do either of those, just go on the website. That's fine. But this website, every single day, so you can learn literally 365 new words a year from this website alone. So if you want to expand your vocabulary, use this. Also, quick sidebar note, and I learned this from something else. Now, I know I haven't talked much about reading stuff, but if you go on SpanishDick.com, like I said, you can get modern, up-to-date articles, blogs, things going on in the Spanish-speaking world. You are more likely to expand your vocabulary and learn more through reading. And through reading and reading things that are of interest to you, not just Don Quixote. I'm not saying you don't have to learn a little bit of, you know, Spanish literature and history, but you can astronomically expand your vocabulary if you choose to use this website. Okay, so I highly recommend or download the app. Okay, so your tarea, chicos, what you're going to do, practice the verb, number, word of the week. Find cognates from the song of the week, ahora dice. Put in the lyrics training to practice, okay? Memorize the three phrases. Record yourself saying them. Play it back. Listen. Use the dictionary, wordreference.com, to practice the new words. And another thing, so SpanishDick.com and wordreference.com, which are both dictionaries, they're different. SpanishDick also has a translator, similar to Google Translate, so if you're into that thing, I'm not, but go ahead, you know, go have a field day. But Word Reference gives you the origin country of the word. So like how last week when I was teaching you some words, right? Okay, broma, chiste from last week, it will show you where you would most likely use those words, okay? Spanish does not offer that all the time, but it can, it may, okay? So I recommend using both sites when you're looking up a new word, okay? Do not forget to review the most common daily words used in Spanish on Babbel. And then lastly, click the link for the lesson to practice. And also, if you follow me on Instagram or on Facebook or on Twitter, if you click the link, also the links on my page for the podcast, if you click the link, it'll take you to a bunch of links. And one of them is my teacher store, teacherpayteachers.com. If you're trying to work on your grammar practice, especially when I go over a verb like decir, you're like, what? Like, let me practice this in all the tenses, because last week I introduced the present perfect, right? I want you to use some of those free resources to help you practice with your grammar. You can thank me later. Well, chicos, that's it for the lesson for this week. And once you're done reviewing everything, if you want to take a quick pause or continue on, and you can listen to the song of the week, Ahora Dice.
Baby, Chris Jedi,
Austin, baby,
Osuna,
baby,
Osuna.
No quieres saber nada de mí. Dime qué fue lo que yo hice mal. Te pusieron en contra de mí. Al que fue no se le va a perdonar. Ahora dice que no me conoce. No, 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 no. Y si me ha visto se supone que en el pasado fue. Yo sí me acuerdo cómo lo hacíamos. Como en la cama no matábamos. Ahora dice que no me conoce.
Okay, amigos, I hope that you enjoyed the lesson of the week as well as the song of the week. Now, for your tarea, your homework, don't forget, practice the verb, number, and word of the week. Find the cognates from the song of the week and use lyrics training to practice listening. Memorize the three phrases. Record yourself saying them. Play it back. Listen to it, okay? Don't forget, use the dictionary, wordreference.com, to practice understanding the new words you're exposed to. And don't forget to click the link to practice at the bottom of the lesson. Gracias, amigos. I hope you enjoyed this week's lesson. I'll see you next week. Adios, muchachos. Te amo. Los amo.
And that's it.